Mike is going to come and lead us in sung worship. Thanks, Mike.
Well, it's very special for me today to have our family here. You've already witnessed so many of the grandchildren. We're having a wonderful weekend, and today is Karen's 40th birthday, and it's very special. We have an old cherry tree in the garden that always comes into full bloom on Karen's birthday, and it's never let us down and never let her down, and it is in full bloom at the moment. When I'm out on the tractor, I have a time when I can choose my songs when it's my turn to do this duty. And All Heaven Declares, which we had to start with, Doug covered that beautifully with the reading that we had, but I'd just like to reflect on what he said last week about being in Doubtful Sound and the people that, when they turned off the motors first thing in the morning before daylight and witnessed the stars and the silence, and how 50% of the people were in tears. So All Heaven Declares was covered by Doug, but now we're going to turn our eyes upon Jesus, and we'll sing this one now. I've been praying for this weekend was fine weather, and we have been blessed. I think we had our Labour weekend weather a few days ago, and on Friday there wasn't a cloud, and I just praise the Lord for His creation. And our next song, again with the cherry tree in mind, and this time of spring, our life has its seasons.
Oh,
there's a connection with our resurrection. And finally, I won't be up here again, but for our final hymn today, we are a team, and Cynthia chose the one that we're going to sing at the end of the service. It's a team effort, and I'd like to acknowledge the orchestra. We have these wonderful violins and the piano, and as a team, the letter I doesn't appear in team, but the Lord is the captain of the team.